At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Seven additional people in Dallas County have died from the flu. That brings the total for the season to 38. Dallas County Health and Human Services says the patients all had high-risk health conditions. So far, two people have died from the flu at Denton County. Tarrant County has reported three flu deaths. The flu outbreak has also forced at least 11 school districts in Texas and Oklahoma to shut down. In North Texas, those districts are Gunter ISD in Grayson County and Bonham ISD, about an hour northeast of Plano. The final numbers are almost out for the number of people who signed up for health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. Last year, about 1.2 million Texans signed up for health plans. According to the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, 1.1 million Texans signed up this year, and the numbers expected to climb. That's because those living in counties affected by Hurricane Harvey had extra time to sign up for a plan. Melissa McChesney with the Center for Public Policy Priorities says that's a lot better than she expected.
I am not at all ashamed to admit that I was surprised to see the numbers come out as good as they did. So there were so many different things that, you know, obstacles in the way between, you know, the cut in advertising budget, the cuts to the outreach and enrollment efforts through both the Navigator funding, but also those government contracts that were ended.
The current numbers from CMS don't show the final 8 days that were allotted to people living in counties affected by Hurricane Harvey. The final enrollment numbers will come out in March. The state's infant mortality rate is lower than the national average, but a new study has found infant mortality rates in Texas varied depending on zip code and race, which can skew the bigger picture on infant deaths. The University of Texas System and UT Health Northeast calculated infant mortality rates for zip codes of communities with more than 400 births from 2011 through 2014. One example of a disparity, Fort Worth's 76164 zip code had an infant death rate of 12.3 deaths per 1,000 births. That's more than six times the rate in the neighboring 76107 zip code. Black mothers have the highest infant death rates, along with the highest variation among zip codes. Hispanic mothers have the lowest rates. White mothers' highest rates were outside of major metro areas. If you think it's too cold to go outside, you could always enjoy the open air inside. The Festival of Short Films focusing on the outdoors screens tonight and tomorrow in Dallas. Our big screen team talks with the director of Mountain Film about taking audiences on adventures.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA. Chris Wagner of the Dallas Morning News is out this week, but my guest is Crystal Merrill, who is the director of the Mountain Film Tour. Crystal, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Stephen.
These films are all shorts that played at the Mountain Film Festival in Telluride, Colorado, which takes place over Memorial Day weekend. And the program that you're bringing to town is split into two nights. And I want to talk about night one first, which focuses on stories of people taking part in extreme outdoor events. Now, some of these people in these films are just incredible. I mean, one film follows the world record holder in free diving under ice, and another looks at surfers in Iceland. And one's about a guy who goes over a 70-foot waterfall using a pool float. When you watch these films, do you think these people are extraordinary? Do you think they're nuts? What do you think?
Well, I think they're all extraordinary people. And really, the thing that we celebrate at Mountain Film is we call it celebrating indomitable spirit. So it's people who are certainly on the forefront of their sport, pushing the boundaries of what I would feel comfortable with. But, you know, a lot of these people, I wouldn't call it crazy. It's more just these people are at the top of their game and they're pursuing their passion and ultimately living their dream.
These films also highlight just film in general's ability to take viewers to places that most people will never actually visit.
Yes, absolutely. And I think you're seeing that, you know, one of the stories that you're going to see is The Accord, a film by R.C. Cohn. And it tells a story of surf culture in Iceland, which there aren't many surfers in Iceland. Mostly it's the formidable weather, primarily the wind, that inhibit a lot of people getting out there, so that the ones that do are the ones that are, you know, they're enjoying the landscape and really enjoying this remote corner that you wouldn't necessarily think would be an amazing spot to surf.
On Friday night, you have a few films that look at environmental issues. One focuses on rising sea levels in Bangladesh. Another looks at sustainable ranching. And there's one about the world's largest seed vault. Is there a particular message that you hope people leave with after watching those films?
Yeah. So Mountain Film, our mission is to inspire audiences to create a better world. And I think Friday night encapsulates a lot of that mission. You know, you're gonna meet lots of incredible characters. Zane Summer is the story of a young Pakistani boy who's trying to immigrate and fit in into American society. And then you're gonna see a film called The Seed Vault about preserving crop diversity. As you mentioned, it's in the Arctic Circle. It's this seed vault that stores over 880,000 different varieties of seeds. And I think a lot of people going into the story, you know, you probably don't understand that necessarily, that there is so few seed varieties in what we get for fruits and vegetables at the store. But there's so many more options out there. So this is the story of that seed vault that is doing its best to preserve our history through seeds. So ultimately, our message is we hope that audiences will walk away feeling inspired to do something in their community.
Okay, I have to ask you about a movie whose title just jumps off the page. What can you tell me about Owl Dance Off 2?
It was one of our absolute favorites, and it's a great way to end because it features owls doing a dance-off, and they're pretty interesting.
Crystal Merrill, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Stephen.